Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jacob Bromwitz, and today we are continuing in the second chapter of Maseches Midos. Today we are learning Mishnayos Dalet and He. Mishnah Dalet says, Kol haksalim shehayu sham hayu gevoim. All the walls that were there, namely in the Temple Mount, were tall, chutz mikosa hamizrachi, except for the eastern wall. Shehakohen hashsorif es hapara, Omed Barosh Har HaMishcha, because the Kohen, who would burn the Paraduma, the red heifer, he would stand on Har HaMishcha. That's the same as Har HaZesim, it's the Mount Olives. Umuskavin Varoa Bepischo Shal Hechal, Beshas Hazayas Hadam. And he would have the intention to look at the door of the Hechal when sprinkling the blood. So out of necessity, that wall had to be kept short. Let's look in the Bar Nuro. Kol HaKsalim Shehayu Sham. All the walls that were there, b'chol binyanei har habayis, in all the buildings that were on the Temple Mount. Hayu gavoim, they were tall, harbei, very tall. Ad shehayu kol hapischim shebehen gohan esrim ama, because all the doors that were in these walls were 20 amos tall. Levad b'masha al hapsachim, and that's in addition to however much height they had on top of the doors, so they were really very tall walls. Chutz mikosal mizrachi, except for the eastern wall. Hu hatachton l'raglei har habayis. So that was the lower wall for people who were coming to visit the Temple Mount. Shehakohen hasorif es hapara omed bahar hamishcha, because the Kohen who was burning the paraduma would stand on the Mountain of Olives, hu har hazesim, so that's another name for it, Mountain of Olives. Asher al pnei Yushalayim mikedem, which is on the eastern side of Jerusalem. Upnei kohen lamarav, and the kohen would face west. Umiskavin varoa me'al gova rosh hakosel derech hasha'arim shelefnim mimenu es pischo shel hechal. And he would have the intention, and he would look over the tops of the walls so that he could see the door of the hechal. Kishahu maze bedam, when sprinkling the blood. Kidich siv, because the Torah says, Vahiza el nukach pene ohel moed. So the Torah says that the Kohen is supposed to sprinkle the blood in the direction of the ohel moed, which in this case would be represented by the temple. Let's continue now with Mishnah Hay. Ezras hanashim haisa orech mea ushloshim vechamesh. So the length of the women's court was 135 cubits. Arochav mea ushloshim vechamesh, and its width was also 135 cubits. V'arba l'shachos hayu b'arba mikzoa seha, and there were four chambers in the four corners. Shal arbayim arbayim ama, and each one was 40 by 40 cubits. V'lo hayu mekaros, and they didn't have roofs. V'kach heim atidim lihios, and this is the way that they're going to be in the third temple also. Shinemar, because the prophet Yechezkel, who gave very detailed prophecies describing the third temple, he says, V'yotzianu el hachatzer hachitzona, V'yavireni el arba miktsoe hachatzer. So they took me to the outer courtyard, and I passed through the four corners of this courtyard. V'hine chatzer bimktsoe hachatzer, and there was a courtyard in the corner of this courtyard. Chatzer bimktsoe hachatzer, and there was a courtyard in another corner of this courtyard. Be'arba miktsos hachatzer chatzeros keturos. So in each of the four corners of this courtyard, there were smaller steaming courtyards. Ve'en keturos elosha'enan mikoros. And from the fact that they were steaming, we see that they had to be unroofed. Umehayu mishamshos. And what were the purposes of these four chambers that were in the Ezras Nashim? Jeromus Mizrachis, the one in the southeast, he haisa lishkas hanazirim. So the one in the southeast, that was for the Nazarites. Shisham hanazirim mevashlin es shalmehem, because this is where the Nazarites would cook their peace offerings. Umagachin es sa'aran, and they would shave their hair. Umashachim tachas hadud, and they would throw their hair that they shaved on the fire under the pot. Mizrachis tsephonis, and the northeast corner, he haisa lishkas ha'etzim, that was the wood chamber. Shesham ha'kohanim balei mumin, and there kohanim who had blemishes and were not able to serve, masli'in ha'etzim, they would check the wood for worms. V'chol etz shenimtza bo talas, and if wood had a worm in it, pasu me'al gabe hamizbeach, it couldn't be used on the altar. Tzephonis maravis, the northwest corner, he ha'isa lishkas mitzurayim. That was the chamber for people who had saras, which is normally translated as leprosy, but it was really something completely different. Ma'aravis deromis, in the southwest corner, Amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov said, Shachachti mehayisa mishameshes. He says, I forget what purpose that one had. Abashal Omer, Abashal said, Sham hayu nosnin yain v'shemen. That's where they kept the wine and the oil. He haisa nikres lishkas beishemanya. So that was called basically the oil chamber. The Chalaka haisa b'rishona. And the Ezra's Nashim, the women's courtyard, was originally smooth. It was level. The Hikifuha Kitsotsra, and they surrounded it with a balcony, Kishahanashim Ros Milmalan Vahanashim Milmatan, so that the women would be above and the men would be below, Kadesh Lo Yehu Meuravin, so that they shouldn't mingle. The Chamesh Esrei Malos Olos Mitochel Ezras Yisrael, and there were 15 steps that led from the Ezras Nashim to the Ezras Yisrael, so from the women's court to the Israelite court. Keneged Chamesh Esrei Malos Sheba Tehillim. And this corresponds to the 15 psalms that start with Shir HaMalos or Shir LeMalos. Shalehen Halavien Omrim Bashir, because on these steps the Levites would sing these psalms. Lo Hayu Terufos, and these stairs were not straight. Ela Mukafos Kechatzi Garen Agula. But rather they were curved like a semicircle, like half of a round threshing floor. Okay, let's look at the Bart Nuro. Keturos, Elisha Enan Mekuros. So from the fact that it says they were steaming, we see they had no roofs. Miloshon Vehine Ala Kitur Haaretz. So it says, when it's talking about the destruction of Sodom, that the steam or the smoke was rising from the ground. Klomer ma'alos ashan, so it refers to rising smoke, lefisha ein lehem tikra, because they had no ceiling. So that's how we know that these were roofless chambers, because the smoke had to rise out of them. Umashachim tachas hadud, and the Nazirim, the Nazarites, would throw their shaved hair under the pot on top of the fire, kidich siv, because the Torah tells us, v'nosan al ha'esh asher tachas zevach hashlamim. So they should put it on the fire that is under their peace offerings. Masli'in ha'etzim, and the Kohanim who couldn't serve would check the wood for worms. Masirin ha'etzim shenimsa behem talas, they would remove any wood that had a worm in it, lefi shehen psulim le'maracha, because these pieces of wood were not fit for the wood pile. Lishkas Mitzrayim, the chamber for people who had tsaras. Shisham HaMitzrayim Tovlim Bishmini LaTarasan. That's where the people with tsaras would immerse on the eighth day of their purification. Amar Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Shachachti Mehaisa Mishameshes. So Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, I forget what purpose the fourth chamber had. Now, why bring in somebody just to tell us he doesn't know? That's an odd thing to do. So the Bart Nuro explains, Michlal de Reisha Kula Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Ka'amar La. So it seems that the first part of this Mishnah was entirely Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. So not just that one line, but everything up to that point. V'hachi muchach be'gemara de Yuma, and this is also what we learn in the Gemara in Tractate Yuma. D'stamas nisan d'midos Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov hi. That an anonymous Mishnah in this tractate in Midos is in fact attributed to Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. The Chalukah Hayisa Barishona, the women's courtyard was originally flat or level. Perish Rambam, the Rambam explains Prutza, it was wide open, Shlo Hayisa Mukefes Mechitza, that it wasn't surrounded with a partition. Kitzotstra, a balcony. Kimo Gezuztra Hikifa Saviv Lezras Nashim Shahyu Hanashim Omdos Lamala Al HaGezuztra. So it was a balcony or an upper level that surrounded the entire perimeter, and the women would stand on this balcony. Baha'anashim Lamata, and the men stood below. Liros Besimchas Beis HaShoeva. So it was in order to watch the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, the water drawing ceremony that was on Sukkos. Kadesh Lo Yavoli De Kalos Rosh, so that from the festivities they wouldn't come to become too lightheaded and act inappropriately. Chamesh Esrei Malos, there were 15 stairs. Gova Karka, Ezras Yisrael, Me Ezras Nashim. So these would lead from the women's section to the level of the Israelite section. Lo Hayu Charutos, they weren't straight. Aruchos Ubali Zavios, Kederech Kohamalos. So they weren't straight with corners like stairs normally are, Ela agulos kechatzi goren agula, but rather they were curved like half of a round threshing floor. All right, that's the end of Mishnah Hay. Join us tomorrow, and we will conclude this chapter and begin Perek Gimel.